that in. Good morning.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a wonderful week, and it's good to gather in the house of the Lord and sing His praise on this beautiful day. A couple announcements before we share prayer requests. We have postponed two times, and so we will not postpone it again, because July the 31st, 2 weeks from today, will be an absolutely beautiful day and a great day for our ice cream social and pool party. So if you've made your ice cream and frozen it, you're in good shape. If you've made your ice cream and eaten it, you need to make some more. And we'll make sure we have a great time on the 31st. Also, you will note that I'm officiating at a out-of-town, upstate Pennsylvania wedding Saturday night, so I will not be here next Sunday, but you're in for a treat. If you heard of the last time, the feedback that I received was just basically, they said, travel more often so he can preach again. But Andy Banky will be preaching for us, and of course, if she does, Jen will be holding the service together. If you have any questions, give her a call. Also, on the challenge I make every now and then again on a year, to read through the scripture. I know some of you are doing it. I want to remind you that we are at the halfway point, and even if you have not done it, it's still not too late. I was looking at a chart this past week, and I can make copies of it if you want. How long does it take to read the Bible? If you read 57 minutes a day, which I won't ask for show of hands, I guarantee you, while that may sound like a lot of reading, I guarantee you some of you watch television for 57 minutes a day, or play on social media for 57 minutes a day, and it may even take that long to golf 18 holes. I don't know. But you can read in 90 days, which I think is 3 months, 57 minutes a day, which I would think you could do in 6 months, 30 minutes a day. And not only the least, if you read through the scripture and you haven't, and if you have, you still can do it again, the least valuable thing you will get is a free meal from me. The most valuable thing you'll get is just the joy and just God speaking and creating us through being immersed in His Word. So I challenge you again. Take that on as a challenge. Any other announcements? Prayer requests. Any prayer requests that you would like to share? One that is not in the bulletin. Bulletin was printed prior, but a lot of us went to Robert's father's funeral. Robert's uncle, his brother, Bobby Wright, passed away yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So let's keep Robert and his family in prayer. I also have a praise that up with Robert in Dallas, we have Heather back with us. So it is wonderful to have Heather back. And we have Gwen back with us, and it is wonderful to have Gwen back. So it's good to have all of you back. Any other prayer requests, concerns, or praises? Martha.
We have Nancy Turner, who could bring in some surgery. This surgery must have been months ago. But she will, I guess she and her husband will be going to Texas July the 26th, 27th, for a special hospital day to see if there's anything they can do, because it's come back again.
Okay. Let's keep Nancy in our prayers as she travels and for the procedure there. And I'll tag on to Martha's statement. Please remember, once I get a prayer request, it's incumbent upon those of you who submit that prayer request to keep me posted. You can either let me know, you can let Jen know, keep us posted if we need to change it, delete it, or whatnot. So review the prayer request, and if it needs any type of change, please let us know. But let's keep Nancy Turner in prayer for travel and the procedure. I think I saw Carrie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. If you could keep Christy Moore, my friend, in prayer. She's got two parents one that's getting ready to come off with her back surgery, and her dad's got some issues, and she's just having a hard time.
Let's keep Christy Moore in prayer and her parents. Thanks, Carrie. Agnes.
Linda Christie.
Who?
Linda Christie.
Linda Christie. Okay.
She had me replaced.
All right. Let's keep Linda in our prayers. Thank you. Yes, Katie.
My friend Vince from my other ministry, Behavior, his granddaughter was in a horrible car accident down the road. And there was a drunk driver, 8 cars. Her car was stoked. It was amazing that she even lived through it. But they thought she was going to be okay, but now she's got this chronic brain swell. And they're taking her down to someplace in Georgia that specializes in this sort of thing. So she's 22.
What's her name?
Harper. She's got a double first name. Harper Jewel Morgan.
Harper Jewel. Let's keep her in prayer. 22 years old.
Yeah.
And please be safe as you travel. Anyone else? David.
Continue to keep Helen Kinzer, my daughter-in-law, in your prayers. She was operated on for cancer on Thursday, and the operation went well. She's in good spirits, and as is Dave and the kids, and she's expected to come home either today or tomorrow. So,
praise God. Let's continue.
And thank you for the prayers that have been offered on her behalf.
Let's keep continuing to lift up Helen and Davey and the entire family. Praise God. Anyone else? Yes.
We keep our little baby Grace in prayer Tuesday morning. She's going in for to get fixed. Pray that the procedure goes well and that quick healing.
For those of you who may not know the Griffins, Grace is their four-legged dog. A dog. For those of you who might know. So let's keep her Tuesday, you say?
Yes, sir.
Her procedure. All right. And then I saw a hand somewhere. Yes, Sue.
Brooke or Laka, she's the one that came in out there. She's Pennsylvania's down in the school, but her son just had some surgery. And it went well, I think.
How old is Dakota? Roughly.
I'd say around 30.
30, okay. Let's keep Dakota in our prayers. Thank you. Anyone else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Lord, on this beautiful day, we come praising you for there's much we have to be grateful for. We thank you for the beauty of the day. We thank you for the comfort of a room that's air-conditioned, for electric lights and automobiles and so many other just joys we have. We are blessed people. And we thank you. We also thank you for returning to us Heather and Gwen. We thank you for their lives. And we just ask that you'll continue to bless them as they are such blessings to us. We thank you for that. We thank you for how well it went with Helen. And we just pray that you'll continue to be with her. We pray that you will just bless the entire family. We pray that you will be with Harper Jewel. We just, in the midst of this tragedy, are grateful that we have a place to turn. And I pray that the facility that she is going to will draw on their skills that you've blessed so many with. And may Harper Jewel continue to improve. We pray the same for Dakota. We just pray that you'll bless him. We pray that you would be with Christy and her parents as together, as a family unit, they're walking these difficult times. We pray that you'd be with Linda and with Nancy. Just bless and may you work in each situation. We pray, thanking you for our pets and pray good health upon them. and for all the joy they give us. And we pray in particular for Grace as she goes in for a procedure on Tuesday. We pray that that will go well. We thank you that as we have received unconditional love, maybe in no greater way than from those pets that have blessed us, even that is a faint replica of the overwhelming unconditional love and grace you shower upon us. And we thank you that our well-being in life and eternity is not based upon our behavior or character, but upon yours. And we claim that for Bobby, and we pray that you'll continue to be with his family, and may they rest in the comfort of your love. We thank you that we have the freedom in this country to gather together and to publicly praise the name of the one from whom all blessings flow. We sing doxology to you and to you alone. And we pray in your holy name. Amen. If you'll look with me on the front of the bulletin, we gather in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Make us to know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your path. Lead us in your truth and teach us. For you are the God of our salvation, for whom we wait.
Amen.
If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us.
Restore
to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us to the willing spirit. Amen.
Let it be known to you that through Jesus Christ the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. He commanded us to preach and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
Amen.
If you'll look with me, we'll use the entire 14 verses of Psalm 27, call each to worship, and then we'll stand and sing our opening psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?
When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell.
Though an army should encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid.
And though wars should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in him.
One thing I have asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to see him in his temple.
For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter. He shall hide me in the secrecy of his dwelling, and set me high upon a rock.
Even now he lifts up my head above my enemies round about me.
Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with sounds of great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I cry call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord, I will seek.
Hide not your face from me, nor turn away your servant in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will sustain me.
Amen.
Our first reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on since you have come to your servant. So they said, do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, quick, 3 seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and the calf that he prepared, and set it before them. Excuse me, I skipped a line. Then he took curds and milk in the calf that he prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, where is Sarah your wife? And he said, she is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. Here ends the reading.
Thank you.
and sacrificial lamb, who was slain and is now risen, standing with love and compassion, mercy to all. We pray that this would be our glory. May we not find our strength or glory, as the psalmist would say, in horses or chariots or marching troops. May that not be our glory, but may our only glory be near the cross. We find our strength not on Mount Sinai, not on the mount of any temporal power, but we find our strength on Mount Calvary. We glory in the cross and in the cross alone. We are children that gather, lifting high one name alone, Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, the one who has called us from all kingdoms and established unto yourself one new kingdom in his name for his glory forever. Birthed not by our own will or by our own bloodline or by our own behavior, but birthed by your merciful and sovereign grace that through the Spirit transferred us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And from that position, as children of light, glorying in you alone, we pray boldly. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The second reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 to 29. You who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I love to sing your praise, then.
name alone. We adore you. We magnify you. We lift up Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, the head of the church, and the only comfort we have. Amen.
Gospel reading is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Thus saith the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Sarah, that was beautiful. Thank you.
And, thank you.
I'm always pleased for all good gifts come from above, and our talents come from above, and it is wonderful to see people use their giftedness to Christ. Let's pray together, and then you need to have, I'm going to get you to work today. So you're going to need this and a pen. There are pens out there, or you may have one in your pocket or purse, but we'll do that together. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, it is to you alone, of all the books in your scripture that speaks of the absolute exclusive nature of Jesus Christ and gives the reasons thereof, it's this little letter of Colossians. In particular today, may we see, above all things, that Christ is all in me for all. May your Spirit guide our thoughts, absolutely direct my words. We would see Jesus in him alone, and we pray in his name. Amen. I want you to take your sticky note, and I want you to make, I guess it's an ancient form of a cross. They say St. Peter died on something similar to this, but I want you to draw an X. Just put an X. Just an X. And it'll make sense, because while I'm usually not very creative, I thought there's a way in which we can look at this in a way that will help to take a very pregnant text. And our text is from Colossians, the first chapter. We'll begin about verse 20 through the end of the chapter. And probably one of the most pregnant, full of meaning, text. And a thought, because any of you have been in any class I do, you know I love charts. Because sometimes the best we can do is point to eternal and ethereal and infinite truth in charts that help us see it. And so this X is going to be a chart, but it's a chart in movement. We're also going to have some body language today. Several decades ago, against my desire, because I don't like any type of movement like this, I did attend something that was called Walk Through the Bible. And it was a 2 or 3 day workshop where we went through the entirety of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And the whole way through, or at least at the beginning, I felt like a child because the instructor was having us do different bodily movements. But by the middle of the day, I was tolerating it. And by the end of the day, I was sort of getting into it. By the second and third day, I sort of enjoyed it. And I've learned that now, almost 40 years later, it really is anchored in my mind. So I give you a special dispensation that you'll be able to do this, and we won't consider you charismatic. So you can raise your hands, and we'll do some things today, and take all fears away. We're just looking at the scripture. And the one thing that we want to see is sort of a joke that's the truth. And the joke is, and you may have heard it, about the pastor who's telling a children's story. And he says, I want you to describe something for me. It's small, it's warm-blooded, it's furry, it climbs trees, it has a long tail, and stores nuts. What is it? And one of the kids says, well, preacher, it sounds like a squirrel, but I know the answer is always Jesus. And the truth of the matter is, as you know from my classes, the answer is always Jesus. And Jesus alone. And you say, well, that's simplistic. Well, let me suggest to you that the opposite is true. We have fallen in love from the beginning in the garden with complexity. And we still think that somehow the more complicated the system, the more complicated the answer, the better it must be. And I'm going to tell you the exact opposite is true. It's the simple that's profound. It's truth that's undivided and simple. The complexities just keep us from exposure to the answer. And Jesus is the only answer. And we'll read that if you'll look with me in Colossians 3, verse 11. This is the premise of the whole book. I would argue for the whole New Testament. And it will be the premise for our sermon. In Colossians 3, verse 11. Here there is not Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Christ is all. And the basic definition of all is all means all. And that's all means. There's no restrictions on it. So I want you to start with me, if you look at your X, and you can sort of look at that top center quadrant, and you can picture the expanse of it, and what it says in verses 16, and then picking up again in verses 21 to 30, 23, is looking up at that X. Christ is all. He's the entire universe holds together in Christ. Another diagram I often do is I'll draw a circle. And I'll say, this circle is all possible knowledge. And I'll draw a little piece of a pie and say, this is what you know you know. There are certain things you know, right? You know how to boil an egg. You know how to tie your shoes. You know how to drive an automobile, at least some of us do. And that's what we know we know. And then there's another larger piece of the pie of those things that we know we don't know. Right? I know I don't know how to speak Russian. I know I don't know how to ballroom dance. I know I don't know how to make a souffle. So we have that small little piece of what we know. We have a slightly larger piece of what we know we don't know. But by far, the largest piece of that pie of knowledge is those things that we don't know we don't know. Follow me on that? We're totally ignorant of what we don't know. But here's one who's not. Christ Jesus, who is the Logos, the logic of God, the reason and the mind of God Himself. He holds all together in this world that seems like everything is falling apart. Seems like we can't even keep our lives together. He holds all things together. In this world where there seems to be plenty of information, but no wisdom. We have the mind of Christ who holds it all together, and He is expanse. He holds it all together. The word, if you look in verse 17 of Colossians 1, and He is, talking of Christ, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. The Greek word is sunistomi. And what that word basically means, and I love this picture because it'll make you think of what Jesus calls His Spirit, the Holy Spirit in John 14 and 16. Sunistomi means to come alongside and help hold someone together. Isn't that a beautiful picture of what Christ does in His Spirit? He comes alongside and He helps hold us together. When your problem seems way out of control, let me remind you, the one that is holding your little problem together compared to the entirety of the world, our problems, as large as they are for us, are cakewalks for Christ. He holds everything together. There is no degree of miracle or difficulty with Christ. The one who holds the skies together in His great infinite expanse holds us together. And that comes down to the second point. It is the upper part of that X. Christ is all, but if you put a little box around the intersection, where it comes to a point is for or in me. In me. This is the hope of glory, Paul says. This is where historic faith that even the demons have becomes saving faith. Where we know that He not only died, but He died pro me, for me. And it requires conversion. I have to let some things go to believe that. So on the left side of your X, I want you to think of the things Paul puts here that are your past. The things that are your past. He tells us that in the past, you were estranged, in what Lisa read to us today. That in the past, you were estranged, you were alienated. In the past, you were hostile in your mind. There was disharmony. There was disease. You were not at ease. You could not rest. In the past, you were not only estranged and hostile in mind, but you were doing evil in the past. But now in me, this Christ comes. And He not only holds the universe together, all things, He holds me together. He forgives my past. And in this present, He lets me look forward. And that's to the right side. And He tells here, our future is that we're going to remain. We're going to remain. I do daily devotions, and I would highly recommend them to you. Not so much so that you can say you read through the Scripture. Not so much so that you can get a great knowledge of Scripture. Not so much so you can have a real working knowledge of theology. Not so much for any reason other than to remind yourself, the way I close my personal devotions, and it's a reminder we all need. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who was and is, and my favorite part, what is it? And will be forever. Brothers and sisters, and you're not feeling like you're connected, you're being held together by the one who holds it all together. And you will remain. You will persevere. The children of God are not going anywhere. And when we do depart from this physical life, Paul would say, that's gain. So we're never, never going anywhere. We're here for as long as God has a purpose for others for us. And then when we die, we still remain. Our future is secure. We are known. And we're known and we know. Look in verse 24 of Colossians 1. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake and in my flesh. I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Of course, let me state, this is not saying that there's some deficiency in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We'll see that even in this book, but we see it throughout Scripture, and we know it from the words of Jesus Himself on the cross, because when his work was completed, what did he declare? It is finished. There's no deficiency. What it means here is not so much making up for any deficiency, but as Christ's body suffered on the cross and in the last excruciating hours of his life, and he told us, as I have been hated, you will be hated. So we know that his body, brothers and sisters in Christ, you and me, we know that we will continue. And our suffering then is not purposeless. It's not random. It's not just because we're unlucky. It's because we have that privilege of continuing to be the body of Christ. And we are being perfected as he was perfected through suffering. Our sufferings are working a good work in me. So we can say with Job, even if he slays me, yet will I trust him. Let me say to you real quick, that's a statement that in wisdom you should only ever use toward God Almighty. Anyone else, you don't believe that, right? Anyone else, you have enough prudence to know that if you've trusted to the point that you're being abused, wisdom would say, yeah, you need to forgive, but you need to forgive from a distance. You need to forgive and put space. But with him, with our loving Heavenly Father who proved it in Jesus Christ and sealed it in the Holy Spirit, we can say, even if you slay me, I trust you. Something good is coming out of this. So, getting back to our acts, we say Christ is all in me, and the bottom center part is for all. He's not just doing it for us alone, as he prayed in John 17, as the apostles picked up, and Paul does here. It is for all. He has other sheep. It's for all of creation. He is all in me for all. Look in verse 25. Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known. That word fully known is a Greek word that we get a wonderful English word from. One of those words that once you learn it, you find you're saying it all the time just because it sort of sounds, feels good coming off the tongue. It's plethora. You've heard of plethora. And that's what the Greek word is that it's directly from. It's transliteration. And it means too muchness. Too muchness. You've probably know some people that being around them is, as I would use the word picture, it's like drinking, taking a sip of water from a fire hydrant. It's just too much. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, the mercy of God is so overwhelming. And therefore, that mercy that's in me, in you, working, makes itself manifest, making the word of God known in all its fullness to others. It's that power working within me. So here's the hand motion. Again, I give you dispensation that you can do this, and no one will consider you next step for some television program. So participate with me, brothers and sisters. At least it'll wake you up and keep me from feeling like a fool doing it. Christ is all, right? In me. For the world. Isn't that so wonderful? That's how he works. He's the answer. For all, in me, for all. He's everyone's answer. I'm going to close with a song that I really liked. I really like this singer. I don't know if he's still popular among Christian contemporary music, but when I first started taking my faith seriously, there was a singer, a gospel singer, that was quite popular, and his name was Andre Crouch. don't even know if he's still living, but I really, his music I liked a great deal. And I'm going to read this hymn to you, or song, and you're going to see these movements, and I'm going to point them out to you. The song is entitled, Jesus is the Answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Today, in me, the second verse. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and a peace you cannot find. Then he looks back to the past. Reflections of the old past that seem to face you every day. There's one thing I know for sure, that Jesus is the way. And looking forward to tomorrow. I know you've got mountains that you think you cannot climb. I know that your skies have been dark and you think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, I'm here to tell you that the Word of God is true. And everything He promised, He's going to do it for you. And let me tell you why. Because Jesus is the answer. He is all. In me. For all. Amen. Let us say, confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Together, brothers and sisters, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Maybe see.
If you'll join me in the Eucharistic prayer, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Resounding praise belongs to you, Alpha and Omega. For yours is the beginning and ending of all things. Through your word, you created the visible and the invisible. And in him, all things hold together. By shaping a people bound in love, you fashioned a covenant that would never end. In the fullness of your word became flesh. You sent among us the firstborn of all creation, pleased to dwell in human form. Through him you have reconciled all things in heaven and earth, making peace through the blood of his cross. Before every beginning and beyond every ending, you call us to be your disciples and destine us to be your saints. And so we give you thanks in the company of angels and archangels, as we join the everlasting hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God, our companion, as you drew near Mary of Bethany to your son's feet, hungry for his word, so bring us to this table, hungry for none alone, save Jesus himself. As your church remembers Christ's saving passion, come upon this church in the power of your Holy Spirit. Dwell among us in the fullness of your presence and feed us till we want no more. Sanctify this bread and this cup, that this may be the very body and blood of your Son, our Savior, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again he gave you thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
God of Mary and Martha, your resurrected Son has the words of eternal life. Give your church grace, like Mary, to linger where Jesus is. Grant us patience to abide among those who look to you in trust and hope, and to stand with any who have no one to stay by their side. Where your children hunger and thirst for companionship, bring them new friends in Christ. Where they suffer from famine, be their bread of life. Open your heaven, that the one who has reconciled all things in his death and resurrection may present us holy and blameless before you. And your word made flesh may welcome us to the banquet of the riches of your glory. In the power of your Spirit, Holy Father, now and forever.
Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Brothers and sisters, as we spoke in the sermon, so you will demonstrate in coming to the table. You confess that the one who is all, the one who is the infinite God made bodily in Christ Jesus, is offered to you. You confess by coming that God, who is all, is made present in bread and wine in you, for you. And you confess that you take from this table of healing and grace, and you go forth in every area of your life, letting all know that Jesus Christ is the answer, as you come and receive the very body and blood of Christ. I invite you to come in his name, for this is his table for his children. All of you are invited who love our Lord and Savior in sincerity and truth. Please come receive by intinction the body and blood of Christ, our Passover lamb, given for us.
Thank you.
gracious God, we thank you for this wonderful gift, which for those who believe is a fragrance of life. For those who have not yet believed, it is a stumbling block, foolishness to those who rely upon reason, and scandal to those who are caught up in their religious understanding. We pray, as your Spirit has reached even us and worked in us, declaring us righteous by faith, we so too would ask that through our going forth, proclaiming Christ in all, that others would be graciously moved by you to confess as well that Jesus Christ is Lord. And in that, may you bring an answer to our world's greatest needs. We pray this in that precious name. Amen. Let us stand and close our worship together, singing our final hymn. Peace to love and serve our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.